from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Junks. Time to head back out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to a late booking. We appreciate his time. Bears Verluga from the Washington Post. We were talking about his column, the next step in the Nationals rebuild. Bring back Juan Soto. What's up, Barry? Good morning.
Stir it up, guys. Let's go.
Barry, I'm the only one that says it's possible. The rest of these guys think it's unfathomable.
It's a tough word to say.
Unfathomable.
How about this? Impossible. I'll throw that one out
tough.
I do not think it's impossible. I do not think it's impossible. And in fact,
all right, what percentage would you put it?
Improbable, I think it's a good
word. Oh, I'd put it at like
10%?
5 to 8%.
Yeah, okay.
Something in there.
That's like, basically impossible.
That's not impossible. Here's the thing. This is not just about Juan Soto and a very narrow view, you know, considering he's here and Cruz is up and you know, he doesn't walk in here in a Yankees uniform all the time. This is the first time that's happened. It's the right time to look at it. Mm-hmm. But it's also, I think, and I'm going to make this point over and over and over the rest of the year and going into the off season, like it's time to spend again. And JP spent a lot of time going through the payrolls when the Nats were competitive. And I've done that in the past. I mean, I think there was a 7-year stretch where they were outside of the top 10 only once, and that was like 12th. So they've done it before, and I think they need to do it again. And I think, I know, Jason, you were talking about their business and, yep, and how they were hit during COVID, and that's all very real. But I think it's also on them to treat the team not as a burden, but be creative and spend money to make money, and not just look at everything like a line item and a drag on the business, but think about what could build the thing into not just a winner in 2025 or 26, but a sustained winner like they had for the better part of a decade, when they grew players from within, but also, frankly, you know, brought in lots of pieces. And I think the ones we point to are Jason Worth at 7 years and $126 million and Max Scherzer at 7 years and $210 million. They've shown a willingness to do that when Ted Lerner was writing the checks. I think they need to show a willingness to do that again, and not just on those pieces, but on, you know, they signed Daniel Murphy. They signed Adam LaRoche. They, you know, you go out and you can't do this all with players in their first 6 years of service time. It doesn't work that way. You've got to augment them. And so Soto's the big fish, the big target, the big whale this year. And I think it makes sense to say you should be competitive for him because he's not some random guy who's a free agent and is an excellent player. He's a guy you grew yourself, and he knows what it was like to win here. But beyond that, there's a bigger picture way of thinking that I think it's their responsibility and it's malpractice to not be competitive financially again so that you draw more people and make more money.
All right, I think that that's a fair case, but Barry, my argument, you know, it sounded like you listened to the segment, would be that I don't think that they need to have the highest guys, you know, they don't have to have the number one highest paid player to prove that they want to be competitive, right? They can still sign other stars at half that value and still be, you know, sprinkle it in and be competitive. And the larger point is, because I don't think they've all of a sudden turned into the A's and they're just going to be a minimum spending team and just hope they can win with the young guys. I don't think that's it. I think they're waiting for the moment. So, and I think we agree there. I just don't think they necessarily, the moment for them is to spend $600 on a guy, one guy. The other part, go ahead. And then I want to bring up one other point.
My counter there is simply that in my mind, that guy is a different guy. It's not just the best free agent in a specific free agent class. It is
a special guy,
a generational hitter. And Eric, I think also a point, and Aaron Boone said this yesterday, and I included this in the column, like, it's very, very important to note where Juan Soto is in his development as he hits free agency. He does not turn 26 until October.
Right.
So you are, if you're signing him up for 13 years, his age is 26 to 38 seasons or 39, you're not getting, bogged down by all those terrible outlying years when the guy's past his prime.
I mean, I agree.
Aaron Judge is awesome right now.
Yeah.
Think about it. Aaron Judge came up when he was 24. That's 5 years after Juan Soto. So you're buying the best of Juan Soto. So I agree with the idea that, like, you don't always have to get the biggest, shiniest object each offseason. But this one is different. To me, he's not the best free agent this offseason. He's the best free agent outside Ohtani in a 10-year span.
Okay. But here's my ultimate rest of my case. He's a Boris guy, and sure, Juan was. I feel like Ron was burned by him the last time because I think if you gave him a truth serum, Juan would have told you I'd rather have stayed here. But so maybe that's an argument that he'll be more forceful this go around. But Boris's history is he's going to go to the highest bidder, and there's no scenario on earth where we're going to outbid the Mets. Ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, that's what I would say, Barry, is you made some great points about how this is a different,
how special
different
he is.
Player. We just don't see guys this dominant, this young, and it's a great time. But those other teams that have a reputation and more money to spend or are willing to spend more, they know that too. They see
For
it.
Sure.
They see it.
For
and
sure.
That's,
and I guess my point would be they are coming down in payroll so much. You lose the Corbin money. Mm-hmm. Strasburg is what it is. Like you've got to eat that. That's fine. But there is nobody on this roster in 2025 who's a veteran signed to a deal of at least $10 million annually. Nobody. Now you're going to have to pay, C.J. Abrams in arbitration. Like some of these guys will get to their arb years and like that.
Right.
Just like real estate. You get paid by comps and the salary goes up. And I mean, this is the last year of Soto's arbitration. He's making $30 million a year because he's such an outlier in that way. So that will increase your payroll. But I don't think there's a reason they can't be competitive with Steve Cohen in this situation because they don't have Francisco Lindor's contract and they're not paying all these other big, there's not other pieces around that are expensive at the moment. So, Jason, I totally agree with you. Like, dollar for dollar, can you compete with Steve Cohen, who has said what the learners have never said, which is the Mets are my side business. I don't need to make money here. I make money in my crazy, crazy hedge fund world. That's different than the learner's commercial real estate market, which is much more, bricks and mortar and much more traditional. But I think in this instance, like, should they be able to tie a reasonable offer? And reasonable in this case probably goes up to $600 million, right? Should they be in position because of the way the rest of their roster is constructed to be competitive with those guys? Sure. Are they going to outbid those the Yankees or the Mets by $100 million? They're not. I just think that they should not play the victim like all our people go elsewhere. They should be aggressive, and you make the Boris point. Like, Jason Worth was a Boris client. Max Scherzer was a Boris client. Like, they've done it before. They could do it again.
Yeah, that was my point earlier, and you reinforced it. Moving over to the Commanders, what's your level of excitement heading into the season?
I mean, I think Daniels makes it pretty interesting. I'm not like wowed by the coaching staff, and I shouldn't say that. I was Paris for the whole. Like I said, I shouldn't say that because I kind of whiffed on the preseason having been at the Olympics, so it's not like I've broken down tape. I was of the mind that I really wanted an offensive coach to come in with the new quarterback, because then you know if the quarterback takes off, you're not worried about your coordinator bolting for a head job because he's done such a great job to developing the new quarterback. But is it more exciting than when they've had Ryan Fitzpatrick or Case Keenum or frankly Dwayne Haskins like going into the season? It absolutely is. I think I think they're in a rare position where they can have a successful season that makes people more excited without winning 10 games. Like, there's a scenario where they go 6-11, that's probably pretty realistic, but you go, okay, we don't have to worry about the quarterback anymore. And in a best case scenario, you're like, holy cow, Dan Quinn can develop defensive players, and this unit looks like it will improve. We just need more talent. And then go beyond that, like, oh my gosh, we have a real roster builder in place, somebody who looked at the old roster and was like, these players are terrible. I need new ones, and I'm not afraid to take the former staff's number one pick from 2 years ago and deal him within the division because I think he's junk. Like, I think that if all of those things happen, you could get to the end of the season being like, okay, now we're going to 2025, and we're really excited because we trust this regime in bringing in the right kind of pieces to fill out a roster that is competitive in the division. And I think the expectations would change going into next year.
Barry, was Ron Rivera worse as a coach or a personnel guy? I don't know which one he was worse at, to be honest.
I mean, get a shovel and just dig to the bottom. I mean, it's remarkable. I mean, I wrote this. Ron's a nice guy, and that, you know, it's terrible to kind of dump on him, but it's also realistic. Like, the most astonishing thing about his regime, I think, is how bad it got and how bad the roster was at the end. I mean, maybe Emmanuel Forbes is going to become Deion Sanders, but like, it just doesn't feel like they made one good decision roster wise. So I honestly, like, I haven't seen the mismanaged timeouts in a long time, so maybe I'm burying how bad he was in game, but like, I think he did more damage to the franchise in the roster. Mm-hmm. I think that's unquestionable, right? Like, it had to be a full rebuild because he, you know, Jahan Dotson is the example, right? Like, they looked at him 2 years after being drafted at, I think, number 16 and said, let's trade him for a third and a couple sevenths and throw in a fifth in the division because he's just not part of the solution here. That's fairly damning.
Barry, I just want to push back a little bit on your idea of the coaching staff. And again, take what I say with a grain of salt because I'm a homer and I get excited as we get closer. But I think in hindsight, I'm glad we didn't get that dweeb from Detroit.
Ben Johnson, how dare you? That's my guy.
Listen, I wanted an offensive guy too, but that guy's personality blows. Quinn, on the other hand, has got this infectious, enthusiastic personality, like true leader of men. You see the guys on the sidelines responding. Like, this is his. I think the team takes on the persona of their coaches, right? Ron was of arms folded, kind of just get through the games guy. The team, I thought they showed that. This team, Tress Way's making a play, they're going nuts. Trace McSorley's making a hit, they're going nuts. I just see a different enthusiasm. And then we've got, for Jaden, We've got Cliff Kingsbury, an offensive guy. We don't have to worry about coaching defense, worry about managing anything. He could focus on the offense, focus on his quarterback. Joe Witt, I know guys that meet with Joe. They say this guy's enthusiasm's off the chart. His intensity, it's just a totally different. I think this group might actually be the perfect tonic for this moment for this franchise.
You're just a sunny presence in the world. I don't disagree. And I will say this about Quinn. And one of the things that impressed me, you know, he walks in here. I don't know him. I don't really, you know his personality. Atlanta, I know what happened there. But I think there are guys who lose their jobs, their first head coaching jobs. And Ron Rivera would fit into this category and think, you know, I got screwed there. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to run this back, and it's going to work in a different situation. And Dan Quinn was very frank, saying, I came out of that Atlanta situation. I knew I had to go back and be a defensive coordinator, which he did, obviously, in Dallas. And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had to examine what happened there and pick out the problems and look at the mistakes I made so that if I got a chance again, I didn't make those mistakes again. And I think that when you're, I mean, he's like our age, right? He's early 50s or whatever. When you're able to do that in mid-career and mid-life, like that shows a maturity and kind of an intellect that I think is important and leads me to believe that it doesn't mean you're just getting the guy who went to a Super Bowl in Atlanta, blew a big lead, then was not very good and got fired mid-season. Like he could have developed. And I also agree, Eric, like the surrounding cast of coaches is probably the best here since, you know, Mike Shanahan had all the, you know, young geniuses to be, which was like a dozen years ago. So I'm not opposed to the optimistic view at all. I'm really interested to see what is the vibe and the feeling about the entire operation when you get to the end of this season, because I think we could, if everything goes right and you believe in the coaches and you believe in Adam Peters and Daniels is the solution, we could be sitting here next August having a completely different conversation, a conversation that is not very familiar in August in Washington, D.C. as it regards to the NFL team.
Barry, we really appreciate you coming on with short notice, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Great stuff. Thanks, Barry.
I appreciate it. Yep. Anytime.
All right. Barry Zwerluga from the Washington Post. Check out his latest column. The next step in the Nationals rebuild, bring back Juan Soto. Don't forget, at 9:20, Chelsea Janes, also from the Washington Post, will join us here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.